This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's 8:06. Hump day morning. And tonight is the premiere of the 35th season of...
Survivor.
It's gonna be a late one for me tonight. Yep. Oh God, 9 o'clock.
So good. Staying up past your bedtime, Vinny.
Way past.
This part of the show is sponsored by Walgreens. Discover the world of crystal. Cirque du Soleil explores a new frozen playground in ways that defy all expectations. Running March 28th through April 1st at the SAP Center, and the tickets are on sale now. But we have a pair for caller number 9. Caller 9, 800-400-3697. You win a pair of reserved seats to Crystal. All new from Cirque du Soleil. It's good, Bryn. It's nice. It's calming. It's like wicked soothing. It's easy to get your flu shot at Walgreens. Keep it going. You know, people get upset about the shots. It's easy to get your flu shot at Walgreens and help make a difference. Simply get a shot and give a shot. No appointment necessary. Vaccine restrictions apply. See pharmacy for details. All right, now that you're calm, I'll give you the bad news.
What's the bad news?
Well, fixer-upper. We were talking about this yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So they are breaking up.
They're not breaking up.
Oh.
Well, or they're yelling loudly that they're not breaking up and that they're taking a break. So Chip and Joanna Gaines, they're this couple.
They're big on this one channel that has taken over my life.
They're
well,
really,
my TV.
They fix up houses. So they're based in Waco, Texas. And so it's actually, I mean, it's been great PR for Waco, too. I always thought of Waco as that, you know, kind of a desert where David Koresh,
right,
you know, had a bad time. And gave some people a bad time. But that was really all I ever knew about Waco. And then you go, it's like, wow, look at that. Like, Texas is pretty green, lots of big trees.
Little college town.
Sure. Isn't Baylor, like, right near there?
I think it's Baylor, yeah.
And
did your sister used to live there?
No, she lived in Texas. She lived in Fort Worth, though. Oh. But, you know, it's just that this town, they basically put it on the map in a good way, as opposed to David Koresh, who put it on the map in a bad way. So... you know, maybe flowers for your mom or for your person who loves, fixer upper, because there's one season left and that's already in the can. It's going to air, I guess, coming up here, season 5, and then they're calling it quits. Well, they're quitting the show. The thing about Chip and Joanna is they were doing this before the show. They're going to do this after the show. I guess that he's got like a real estate, and actually he's in a little bit of trouble for this too. He's got a real estate company. And I think it's called Magnolia Realty, something like that. Mm-hmm. It came out a couple months ago that he knew he was getting the HGTV show, so knew that this whole thing was happening, and bought his partners out and didn't.
Smart.
Without telling them.
Well, why would you tell them?
That because that seems crummy. That it seems like you're buying stock in something that you know is about to go through the roof.
Well, I hated those guys, and he was the one who did everything anyway. So.
Oh, is that?
I don't know. I'm just trying to figure out what his story's going to be, right?
Well, he's got to go to court. I think they're suing him for like $1 million. Maybe,
I mean, I have to believe that the judge is ultimately going to go, did he offer you money? Did you take it? Then you had a deal. What are you back here for? Shouldn't have sold. You didn't have to sell.
But we didn't know. We didn't have all the information. He didn't disclose it.
Did he work the deal for the TV show?
I'm sure he did work the deal for the TV show.
Why didn't you get a TV show? What are you doing? What's your problem?
It's scuzzy.
It's scuzzy, sure. But I'm just trying to say, going to court, a judge is going to say, what's your problem?
Well,
why are you here?
That seems like he's trading on information that we didn't all have. And as people who were invested in this, this company, we should have been apprised of the entire situation.
I agree. You're right. As friends or as people who went into business together, you'd like to think everyone looks after each other and does the right thing. But, you know, maybe this dude's like, these guys are lazy and they've been riding my back forever. I'm over them.
Maybe.
I don't know.
Well, you can prove that in court.
Yeah.
Good luck to them. They'll be just fine. Don't worry. I looked up their net worth this morning. It looks like they're each worth about $8 million.
Right.
So together as a family and their beautiful farm and their redone farmhouse.
That's it?
Yeah. Oh, did you think much more than that? I figured that they were probably worth around.
That's about right. He's got another book coming out. He has a few books, but another one coming out shortly.
She's got a book coming
out too. She's got a book, like a
Hold
cookbook
on, though.
Coming out.
I'd heard that they've turned this business park that they work out of into something like an amusement park. Like there are lines there.
They bought a silo or like a pair of silos, these big, crazy, round buildings, and they totally redid them. They did a bed and breakfast there. Apparently, they're also behind, I think, let me see if the name of it is in here. This is just a really small summation of the story. But basically, they have a high-end, like, visitor center where you can stay the night, like sort of high-end
is it
condos.
Magnolia Market at the silos?
That's the like Vinny was saying, the kind of amusement park where
they
people
sell
are fans of the show.
T-shirts, they sell everything there.
They do.
They've got a full business up and running,
and I think they
around
the
fans of the TV show.
And they've got she's a designer, so she does, and she'd already had that Magnolia Homes or Magnolia whatever it was called, and she designs pieces and so sells stuff through there. I'm sure. Listen, they're going to be just fine. Their belief in God is strong. Their belief in each other, according to their blog, anyway, is strong.
Yeah, they've never gotten along better.
Yeah, they're in a wonderful place.
Saw them
place.
In an interview
Oh, they're
yesterday.
Doomed. You never want to have anyone say that.
What about their belief in the covenant of marriage?
Yeah, it's good. Their marriage is strong, according to them.
So you like them?
I do. They're not selling God on the show, which is nice.
So you watch the show.
When people are like trying to cram God down my throat, I'm always like, nah, no thanks. They seem funny and regular. They're regular people, and I think she's a very talented designer.
You like her style.
I really like her style. I always wonder if, because you think, you know, if someone is going to move into a house, like they're going to have their own stuff too, and they've staged these whole places. I always wonder, like, do they sell that furniture to the people, or do they just set it up for the show and then move it all out right afterward? And then the people move in their crummy furniture, and the place looks only about a tenth as good as it did when they showed it on the show. Anyway, it's over. Chip and Joanna Gaines announced on their blog that the upcoming fifth season will be the last. It starts in November and airs into 2018. It is maybe the second saddest thing to ever happen in the history of Waco, Texas. I mean, I don't know all the things that have happened. I can only think of two. So there are rumors and controversies surrounding the two of them.
What is it? Besides that he ripped off his...
No, it's the, you know, potentially that there's trouble in their marriage or that one of them's head's bigger than the other one's or something. But they say...
Well, she is the one, right?
Yeah. Well, he makes the show kind of funny. He's a goofball. Like, I like him. He seems to genuinely just be trying to have fun. And she's pretty business. And
right.
But she's, you know, she's married him, so she must have a good sense of humor. So there have been rumors surrounding their marriage. I think they have at least four kids. And they show shots of them on the farm. Do you ever watch the show? It's so cute. They
absolutely
show them
not.
On the
I
farm.
Cannot I've never seen the show.
Oh, God.
It's so cute.
It's really on in cute. My house all the time.
So on the blog, they say, we'd be foolish to think we can go and go and fire on all cylinders and never stop to pause. This is just us recognizing we need to catch our breath for a moment. Our plan is to take this time and give lots of love and attention to both our family and our businesses. Back in March, it was announced they'd be doing a spinoff show called Behind the Design, which I don't know if that just means they're taking... This was going to be a Joanna show, right? And it was going to take a look at, you know, whatever house they were doing on the show and show sort of how she put it all together, I think.
I don't know
like
about
more
that.
In depth. But it sounds like that is also not continuing on. It's going to air alongside this fifth season, but it's also that is also not going to continue on. So they're just going to concentrate on their million businesses that they have and this kind of high-end bed and breakfast and other accommodations. I heard the accommodations are something like $600 a night to stay in like a Joanna Gaines designed accommodation.
That's what I'm saying. I can't believe it's only $8 million.
Eight a piece. So $16 million together.
They have lines for that place, that Magnolia place, every day.
Well,
like
we'll
it's
check
an amusement
in with them.
925 says they have their own house paint line also. This person works at an ad agency. We did the store display for Magnolia Paint in Home Depot's. Someone is saying that they give the homeowners the option to purchase the furniture.
Oh. Here's what your house could look like.
Right.
And then you know our friend Tommy Anderson?
No. Who's that?
He sent us a picture with him. I think that's his wife. We know him from a couple trips.
Snowboarding friend.
Yeah.
Oh, Tommy!
Tommy.
Okay. Tommy.
Yes, I do know.
Anyway, that's coming to an end. I'm very sorry to hear it.
Well, one more season left.
Bye.
Oh, you're so crabby.
Oh, that channel. It's just
so great.
Every time I turn my TV on.
I know
on,
you have a fantastic new house that needs lots of work.
I know, I left that great TV on ESPN. What the hell?
You're going to be so inspired, Vinny.
Am I?
Aerosmith singer Steven Tyler has come back to the United States for medical care, and the band is canceling the last four shows of its tour in South America.
Please tell me why, because when I saw this, I got worried.
There is no why.
They're not saying anything about what's wrong.
Not in a life-threatening condition, but needs to deal with a medical issue immediately to maintain future scheduled performances. You know, didn't he have his hip replaced? I wonder if he's just in some kind of crazy pain. His back is bad.
He had major feet problems.
Yeah.
Throat surgery, hepatitis.
These are all the things he's had?
Yeah.
He said on social media yesterday was Tuesday, right? That he flew back to the U.S. on Monday night after a show in Sao Paulo, Brazil. Not life-threatening, but needs to deal with it. The band has canceled two shows this month in Curitiba, somewhere in Brazil, and Santiago, Chile. And then two shows next month in Rosario, Argentina, and Monterrey, Mexico. Tyler says he expects to make a full recovery, but he's back in the U.S. and they've canceled the last four shows of this tour. 1971 they formed. Around a long ass time. Kit Harington.
Who?
Jon Snow.
Oh, right.
And Rose Leslie. Ygritte the Wildling.
Oh, the hot redhead.
Mm-hmm. And she was also, she was a housemaid on Downton Abbey.
She was?
Mm-hmm. They met while filming the HBO show. They had a nice scene together in a cave. We never should have left the cave. It looks like are getting married.
Oh, congratulations.
It's great.
Hooman, you going to try and get an invite to that? Or?
Well, I'm wondering if they're going to do a whole Game of Thrones style wedding. Mm-hmm. Like, are they going
they should.
To...
No,
you know, make
the White Walker is gonna marry them.
Don't you think that would make them so lame?
Yeah. No, it would make them
it
so awesome.
So
I'm just wondering if he's gonna invite the whole cast.
Of course,
to the
he is.
Like Jamie, is he gonna be one of the groomsmen?
Yeah, they're all gonna. It's gonna be all of them.
Greyjoy, is Greyjoy gonna?
Sure, Tyrion will be there.
Okay, and you think Daenerys will be one of the bridesmaids?
Actually, didn't they say? I don't know if you told me this. I can't imagine that I actually read an article about Game of Thrones since we talk about it so much here.
Mm-hmm.
But didn't they say something like the only time they've ever all been on the set together was that one scene?
Right.
This season. So they don't hang like you'd expect.
They're in far-flung locations, too, because it shoots all over in places all over Europe, right?
Yeah.
So they're not often in the same place. And certainly, I think that was... I think that was the largest gathering of the cast, and they said it was a super party too because they all are on the show. They all watch the show. They all know the other characters on the show, and now they're finally all hanging out together.
Except the one dude that had to leave.
Yeah,
yeah.
Bronn, him and Cersei. Apparently, they bumped uglies a few years ago, and now they can't stand to be in the same room together.
Well, we watched the behind the scenes.
It's in their contracts,
right?
And we saw, you know, everyone showing, having their iPhones, showing pictures of their families to one another.
That Brienne of Tarth sitting on the set smoking a cigarette. That was weird.
She smokes, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Who'd have thunk it? Anyway, so Kit Harington and Rose Leslie, they are engaged to be married. They say he's wanted to marry her for a long time now, but he wanted to see how they did when they lived together. So they moved in together last January. Check out this house. It sounds so amazing.
No pictures?
I don't have any pictures.
I'll find it. What's it?
Okay. It's, let's see. They spent 1.75 million pounds. What is that? $2.5 million, $3 million bucks. It's a 7-bedroom, 15th century English countryside pad in East Anglia.
Yuck.
They talk about the house. Did you find it?
I'm asking Brynn because I hear him typing. East Anglia? How do you spell Anglia? Oh, there it is. Let's see if we can. I think I found it.
Doesn't it just sound pretentious?
No, it sounds awesome. 15th century.
Like a country home.
Damn. Neighbors say there are quite a few celebrities around.
Damn.
Oh, is it awesome? They said it has a moat.
Oh, Dad, let me see it real quick.
They say he won't be surrounded by the wall. He'll be surrounded by a moat.
Look at that.
That's a barn.
Can you see that?
That's a dump.
How funny.
Oh, wow. That's
it's a dump.
Old. It actually looks like a wicked old Tudor style, like really old. Like it does. It has all the, you know, the Tudors.
Guys, it looks like a barn.
No, it doesn't.
Yes, it does.
It's beautiful. The property
you
comes
like that?
It's kind of cool, yeah.
With eight acres.
Come on.
Maybe that is the barn because it comes with barns. 8 acres, a tennis court, croquet lawn, barns, a guest annex. It has a moat. That one does have a moat around it, so maybe that is the main house. Some local said, it's really a magical part of the world. It's very peaceful and quiet. And if someone wants to remain private, then they can. Oh, so good. Another neighbor says, they say when you come here, you're officially a foreigner for the first 25 years and a stranger for the next 25. Anyway, that sounds awesome. Justin Timberlake may be our Super Bowl halftime performer. They say he's in negotiations right now.
All right.
Finalizing a deal to perform on the show February 4th, live from Minneapolis, Minnesota. Some insiders saying as of right now, it would just be Justin, no surprise performers. Of course, I'm sure that'll change. He has done the Super Bowl halftime show before, you might remember, from the Janet Jackson incident. He pulled off part of her outfit and revealed her breastoid.
He skated on that one, didn't he?
You never hear his name brought up in that one. Fox is apologizing. They used a photo of the wrong person in their... they did a Who Shot Biggie and Tupac special. They misidentified Stephen Katz as the lead investigator. I guess there was a Stephen Katz from the LAPD and a Stephen Katz from the LA Sheriff's Department. They're two completely different people. And they showed the wrong Stephen Katz a bunch of times and were casting just like he fouled up the investigation. He screwed this up. This guy's a loser.
Oh, man.
Like going up and showed him over and over. Like
so
showed these photos
sued.
Of him. No, they're just apologizing. I mean, I don't know if privately he's suing them, but it looks like this poor guy, he's like, I'm not that one. Authorities said neither department nor Katz had any involvement in the death investigation. There was a Stephen Katz. Here's just a still from them. I mean, that's just part of the thing. But anyway.
Is he rolling a doobie? He is.
Maybe it's just tobacco, Vin.
No.
Anyway, Who Shot Biggie and Tupac had the wrong guy. It wasn't me. Here's a new angle on people who want to ban the movie It. First the clowns were pissed, and now it looks like Burger King's mad.
Why?
The Russian division of Burger King, they have one of those.
Russian division.
Is trying to get it pulled from theaters over there because they think it boosts their competition. They think it's good for McDonald's. Because... Because
they have a clown?
Because Pennywise the Clown. It will remind people of McDonald's. They'll go there. Pennywise the Clown looks too much like Ronald McDonald, which means that It is basically one huge ad campaign for McDonald's.
Okay.
Except It murders people.
Yeah,
so.
I would think you'd want to go to Burger King after, you know. You wouldn't want to see the clown.
They should be glad.
Russia has a federal anti-monopoly service, and Burger King filed a complaint there. I guess they say it's not fair. It's not fair, man. It is running in about 100 theaters in Russia. So there you go. And congratulations, football. Even though they say the ratings are down, it was still the most watched show of the week. Boom. I guess Sunday Night Football, Raiders and Redskins on NBC, 17.5 million viewers.
Is that good?
That sounds like a top-rated show to me.
Yeah, I mean, I just read something where ratings are down, but still the highest rated show. So
it's the one to watch. All right, Vinny, what's coming up in the news?
So much stuff. Another data breach.
Uh-oh.
If you eat at Sonic. Do we have those here?
I think we do have Sonics here. I'm not positive.
All right. Tickets here in the city mostly go to Lyft and Uber. Oh, that's the story.
That's
darn
the
it.
Story.
I just gave it
all
away.
Right.
And more after these. Radio.com.
Radio.com. And she wants you. No one. No one ever.
He's a tech guy. Remember that? We met
blame.
Him and he was like, yeah, I don't do music anymore, but I'm in tech.
That's tech's such the business a to be song.
In. It is. What's that? He had another, it's like big hit.
Things
I
can only get better?
Yeah. That's
Let's
the
play
one.
Things Can Only Get Better.
Human.
Well, if she asked, and I'm just.
She didn't
out.
Ask.
She said he had
anyway,
one of those songs.
Don't play it. I'm going to move
it's
on.
Vinny's
he brought
break.
You the trash.
Oh, my God.
God, it's so good. Let me hear it.
There's been a breach at Sonic drive-thrus.
No.
I mentioned it before we went to break, and tons of texters said, yep, Sonic here. Sonic here.
Oh,
Gilroy,
no.
Tracy, oh, all over man. The place.
So if you've gone to Sonic and used your credit card, you're screwed? Is that what
Sonic Drive-In, the fast food chain with nearly 3,600 locations across 45 U.S. states, has acknowledged a breach affecting an unknown number of store payment systems.
This is wonderful, isn't it, you guys? I mean, there's these
horrific.
Places that collect all our information, even though we didn't give them permission to do it. And then every time you use your credit card, Target or Sonic, they're just... something's got to change.
The ongoing breach may have led to a fire sale on millions of stolen credit cards and debit card
That's
accounts.
That's wonderful. Wonderful.
So there's that. The bummer is just... We're so far behind.
Mm.
What I was telling you, I was trying to get myself straightened out after the Equifax breach, and I call, and the first thing they ask, your social security number? I'm like, no. What?
That's the whole point here.
Why would I give that to you? Meanwhile, I'm also on the phone in another country, so just...
Right. Which, it doesn't inspire confidence. I hate to say it, but it's, you know... Here we are, all our data's been hacked and everything's been farmed outside the country. And
so
who's that guy and who else does he work for? And now he's got all my, he's writing it down on a pad. Like, I don't like it.
If you've eaten at Sonic recently,
be on the lookout.
San Francisco police say most traffic tickets are going to Uber and Lyft drivers.
Not too surprising. They're the ones circling all the buildings.
They found that nearly two-thirds of the traffic citations issued to drivers downtown went to Uber and Lyft drivers. Illegal U-turns, blocking traffic, blocking bike lanes, you name it.
Yeah.
Yeah, they just park in the bike lanes.
They're most of the cars on the road have the Uber or Lyft sticker.
Yep.
It's so true.
And I have heard from a lot of people who say, yeah, it's easy money. Yeah, I do it.
Not doing anything else. I'll do it.
Oh, something I saw. Recreational marijuana sales won't start until January in San Francisco. I guess some people had thought it would happen sooner. But I saw on the side of a bus the other day, and I meant to come in right after I saw it because it was top of mind. And I can't remember the name of it. There's a pot bar here in San Francisco.
Mm.
It's being advertised on the side of a bus.
Just a bar? Not one of the dispensaries?
And I don't know if it's a dispensary too with a bar, but it's high end. They're totally catering to people with money.
Mm.
who want to hang out and get high.
I see Grand Hot Pot Lounge.
That's not the one.
Geary Street. I see Harvest on Geary. The Green Door on Howard Street.
I've been to Harvest. I went there with a friend. They didn't let me in, though, because I didn't have a pot card.
Oh, you have to have a pot
card. Oh, it did say that. You have to have a... They didn't let you in?
They wouldn't let me in.
So what'd you do?
I waited in the car.
Get out of here!
No.
Your friends went in and got high and you waited in the car?
My one friend, they didn't go in and get high. My one friend with the pot card went in and got what they needed and came back out.
And they wouldn't let you just go in with them and stand there?
No, you can't be in there. You need to have a... Well, I mean, I think in January I will be able to just go in there. I don't know, though. It looked really... It's, of course, when you don't get let in somewhere, then, like, it's all you really want to do is go in there. So I'm, like, looking in the window and
so
stuff.
So did you get your pot card immediately after that?
I didn't get a pot card. I don't smoke pot. There's no need for me to get it.
All right.
Plus, everyone I know has it now. So if I really wanted to, I could get some. I just don't want to. It's just too late for me. It sucks because there was a time in my life I would have been like, this is the best thing that's ever happened. Now I'm like, who cares?
How about Urban Farm?
That's it.
Oh, Urban Farm. Oh,
P-H-A-R-M.
That's the one.
Like a urban farm.
On the side of a bus in traffic.
Just go
hang out
there.
I'm just sitting
there
reading the sign, just looking at it going, wow, we're there, dude.
It's happening.
Good for you, potheads. I think that's great.
Legalize everything.
I missed my chance to.
I know. I even missed mine too, Vinny.
I had to walk around with pot in my underwear like a loser.
You had to keep it somewhere.
Good. Well, no, I had to keep it safe from the searches I often got rousted into.
I would think they immediately check there first. They grab all your stuff.
Well, they don't reach into your underwear, Sarah.
Yeah, but they're, you know, squeezing from the outside. Wouldn't they hear the crinkling of the plastic bag?
They didn't actually grab my man area.
They didn't? They didn't,
no.
Like, fondle it and kind of give it a squeeze, make sure all the bits were there?
They didn't try to... I don't know what that...
That's
is that
me
a milking
feeling to see how many testicles
making?
You have?
They didn't
you know?
Do that, no.
What is this, a third testicle, a crunchy third testicle back here? I don't know what that is, sir.
This
I'm
place
you to take your
is
pants
on
down.
10th Street in the city, and it gives a menu.
Oh, what's the menu?
9 different kinds of indicas.
Indica
five,
was a good one.
Which one's
sativas.
Which? There's sativas that, are the sativas ones that pump you up, or is indica
I have no
the
idea.
One?
I don't know how that works. There's 10 hybrids.
Oh.
Extracts, 91 of them.
Extra. Oh, is
like,
that
like
just
the dablicator?
Uh-huh.
Oh, dablicator.
That's what they're calling it.
Cool.
Yeah, the dabbing.
They got all kinds of stuff.
We got a note on the Secret Show one time about a guy who dabs constantly. His girlfriend was like, I don't want to wait 10 minutes before going in somewhere so the guy can sit in the car dabbing.
It's a problem, yeah.
Takes a while. He needs another delivery method.
She should just calm down. The guy's just trying to get his buzz on.
Mm. Constantly.
Look at you. You're so understanding.
Shocking.
I dabbed when I left the house. I dabbed when I got there.
Yeah. My kids, yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Let me just brush up real quick.
Sativa is the one you want to do during the daytime.
Oh, why?
It's more
because
it'll uplifting,
wake you up, yeah.
And then indica takes you down. That's mm-hmm. the one with all the sleep properties.
Right, exactly.
Okay.
Nice.
I know some people who are now like, they're like hooked on the edible stuff to go to sleep at night.
You know some people?
I know a guy.
Who?
Just someone I know.
Tommy Igo?
No. Why do you always assume it's Tommy Igo?
Yeah, he's one of those drummers. Drummers are crazy. We all know that. They're lunatics.
Yeah.
They're certifiable.
He
just
because
they
crazy.
Can count good doesn't mean they're okay. They cannot be set free in society.
I hope
someone
he's not
needs to keep an eye
poor
on them.
Tommy.
What do you mean?
He's just such a regular nice guy. Uh-huh. I mean, super
oh, really?
Cocky, but he's what? Not crazy.
Oh, come on.
He's great. Hey, 408 says, I was at the pet store last night. They sell cannabis dog treats and cannabis oil and pills
that seems
for joint
wrong.
Pain.
I mean, what if your dog can't tell you that he doesn't like it?
So you're like, saying you know someone that
I'm
takes
so
that
high.
Every night to go to sleep?
On the regular.
Like every
just
night?
A little bite. I don't know if it's every single night, but they take it. It takes them. And they're like, then I can go to sleep.
Huh. Sounds good.
It does. If you know, as long as you can keep getting it. I always feel like it's hard to, you shouldn't get addicted to things that you don't have a regular, easy supply chain to.
Well, it seems healthier than the people who are taking Advil PM every night.
Right.
And there's plenty of people who get addicted to that stuff. You hear it all the time.
Oh, I haven't heard about addictions to that. I've heard NyQuil, though.
It's not an addiction in the sense that they're physically addicted. It's that they just feel like that's the way they go to sleep.
And if they don't have that,
right,
how are they going to get to sleep?
Right.
Yeah, I prefer to just not... I prefer to lay there awake than to take something.
What were you saying, NyQuil? You said you got hooked on that once before.
When I was a kid, well, much younger. Everything
right.
before now.
You were taking NyQuil to go to sleep every night.
I would have to. My mom had to get me off the NyQuil. She's like, you can't have that anymore. You can't be drinking. Because I was going up to like 2 or 3 shots a night to like, you know. It was ongoing.
How old were you?
I was a teenager probably. I think I had a cold and... Then I couldn't get to sleep after I was done with the cold. So I'm like, F it, I'll take a shot of the NyQuil. And then next thing you know, it's happening all the time. I'm kind of a problem person
you're
that way.
You're a trip. I don't know how you're not an addict. You're like kind of an addict, but not really an addict. Somehow you're able to, you get all, I don't know how you do that.
Yeah, I don't either.
Like
I know,
all,
it does seem like I would be in trouble.
And you go so deeply into things like the, what is the thing, the game that you were playing that you had to pull off? No, well, that too.
The Pokemon.
Yeah. You're like, I got to quit. I'm such a loser. Everyone sees me playing.
The yoga, the purses, the crocheting.
Thing. Yeah, I mean, you go so like, I'm
I know,
all
that
in
is my fault. I get obsessed with things, right? Yeah. And then like the day comes, I remember the day I quit yoga. I was in there. I've been, you know, doing yoga every single day for like a bunch of time. And I'm midway through the class. I'm like, I hate this. I'm never coming back here.
So you didn't get up and just leave right then and there?
I didn't get up and leave. I finished the class, and then I was just like, I'm done with that.
And
I know.
What,
is that a character flaw? Like, what is that?
I just get super
crazy for something, and then I'm done with it.
Well, that, I don't know. I think that's boredom, actually. I think you have time, free time, and so it allows you to just go fully up to your eyeballs in
right.
it. And then you burn out. It's yeah. burnout. That's what that is, right?
I do it too much.
But you'd think because of the way you sometimes get so into like cigarettes is one of them. I mean, we all get hooked on that, but anyone would. Well, except Bryn. I don't know what's
wrong
with you.
I don't know how Bryn doesn't.
How do you do that?
I get hooked when I'm here.
And then you don't touch it again.
Right. Yeah, I don't know. It's just, you know, it's more of a social thing, I guess, with Sarah. I like to hang out with her.
Just to be clear, I don't smoke cigarettes anymore. I haven't in
neither do
7
I.
years.
Right, you vape though.
I do vape. I'm fully addicted to right. nicotine. There's no question.
No, there's tons of people have switched to vaping.
Yeah.
And I guess it's a safer alternative.
Well, I mean, it's got to be better than smoking.
Right.
I'm sure it has its dangers, and I'm sure everyone will email me all about them right
don't do
now.
It. Don't do it.
Just don't bother.
Email
I'm not
us or email and text us other stuff.
Yeah,
fun stuff.
Stuff.
Pictures of your butt.
Sure.
Yeah.
What?
What was the original story here?
The cannabis story.
Oh yeah, the weed.
When it's going to become legal. So when is it? Did you say January next
year? January. This coming January. I told you guys this story. A guy went viral after he wrote an advice website asking for help. He'd ghosted his girlfriend 10 years ago, and now she just randomly was hired as his boss at a school where he's a teacher.
Awkward.
The advice he got was, you're screwed, which turned out to be true. He's screwed. He just posted a follow-up, and here's how everything went down. He tried reaching out to his ex, Sylvia, to apologize before she started working, and she didn't respond.
Mm.
Oh, no.
Uh-oh.
The school called both him and Sylvia in for a meeting on her first day, which was insanely awkward and embarrassing. They decided he wouldn't be fired, but they set up a ton of guidelines, like he and Sylvia couldn't talk without a third party in the room and couldn't go to any social events without other teachers if she might be there. He felt like that was a scenario that just wouldn't work and was unnecessarily harsh.
Yeah. All because he ghosted her.
Well, all because he wrote that. He wrote the advice column looking for advice, and it made it this big, huge thing.
Oh, so his name was included in this?
I don't know if
it
was,
anonymous...
but how many scenarios? That stuff gets around.
Mm.
Bob, isn't this you? Bob, this sounds like you. Didn't you tell me that story? You know how things go.
I guess.
Please.
Obviously, it became common knowledge somehow.
Yeah, these guidelines sound like.
Anyway, now he's unemployed. He didn't get a severance, and he doesn't have any job prospects.
Wait, I'm sorry, I lost it. He got fired?
He quit his job because he felt like.
Well, then that's his problem. That's, you know, he didn't need to quit. He
go to another school. Right. Go to another district. Leave town.
Or try to remember that someone you're with could come around and get you someday and treat people nicely.
Yeah. There's nothing worse than, like, you know, some bad thing happens in traffic when you can't, and then you both show up at the same place, the person you were going to meet or something, you know. Just always remember that, you know, just other people, to be nice to people.
Right.
Be nice all the time.
I don't have time for text, but I'll read some on the other side of these.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.